Okay, good morning, everybody. A couple more shiurim on this long, long siman, this chatzitza. Part of the shiur is not so relevant, the end of the shiur is not necessarily so relevant in terms of the way our mikvahs are constructed today, a beautiful baths and so on and so forth, but we'll get to that. But the beginning can be relevant, especially if somebody needs assistance. So every once in a while, you have a woman who, she hurt her foot or whatever, there's trouble, so someone else has to help her go down to the mikveh and maybe even hold her when she's standing in the mikveh. Okay, so that's the issue here. The Mishnah says, and again, in Mikvos, Parakas Mishnah Hay, source one, the Mishnah says, Ha'ocheis, be'odam, u'be'kelim, u'matabilon. Okay, if you're holding on to the person, right, the person that doesn't go in the water and dunk himself or herself, but rather someone supporting him, holding him, or Caleb, when you do it as Caleb, you're holding on to the Kli, which obviously is what you're going to do when you're holding on to the Kli. So, Matabilan Temeyan. Okay, why? What's the problem? The Tefillah is no good. What's the problem? So the Bartanur explains in source two. Because the point of contact where you're supporting that person, let's say, or you're holding the kli, at that point, so that wherever you're gripping it, the water doesn't go to that place because your hand's in the way, right? So, okay. However, says that continues the Mishnah. That's the basic rule. Continues the Mishnah. But if you would already wet your hand, your hand's already wet, okay, then it's okay. Or the hand of the person supporting the person, the mikveh gets wet first before you support that person, then that's okay. Rashi explains, because now there'll be a connection, so to speak, between the water that's on your hand and the water that's in the mikveh. Okay, you wet your hand with the water before you grab the person or the kli, that's fine, because that water connects to the water of the mikveh, it's all one thing, and therefore it's okay. That's the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer, Yirafe Kedei Shevo B'Hamayim. Reb Shimon has a different suggestion, just don't hold it that tightly. But if you hold on loose, in a looser fashion, you can hold something, either tightly or loosely. You hold it loosely, so the water will get in. So that avoids the problem, right? Bartur is analog of Shimon. We're trying to understand what exactly the machlokas is, okay? So that's the machlokas of Shimon and the Tanakhama there, Mikvos, Parakas, Mishnah Hay. All right? Now, the Rosh, In Maseches Mikvos and Seder Taras, you have the Rosh on the side of the page, right? We know most of Seder Taras is no Gemara. Right? Neither is the only Masechta in Seder Taras that has Gemara. All the rest of Seder Taras is Mishnayos. So the standard editions of Maseches Nida, you have in the back all the Mishnayos from Seder Taras. And in that pagination or that arrangement, you have Perush on the side. So they have the Rash, Mishnah Mishans, we've quoted a few times, right? That's printed on the side, and the Rosh. The Rosh is printed the Rosh. So we actually have in Mikvos, the Rosh, we have a number of things in the Rosh. We have the commentary on the Mishnayos. We have his Hilchos Mikvos, also Chuvos the Rosh. The Rosh is important in terms of Mikvos. Anyway, there the Rosh also says in Parakas Mishnah, he says, what's the problem? Temei and why? Shalo higi amayim tachas yadam. Because the water won't get underneath. At the point where you're gripping, the water won't get underneath. Okay? There's a problem with Tefillas Kelim. That's why many mikvos, they give you, there's a little porous plastic box or something, a plastic container. You put down, you hold it in one hand, you put the fork in the other, so you let go, and it tilts down, otherwise it's going to fall to the bottom, which happens also sometimes. There was some, maybe years ago, there was some fellow who was a Balchuba, he was a comedian, he was on TV, and he became a Balchuba, so he did a lot of Balchuba type jokes, so quite funny. So he said the first time he came to a mikveh, and that's not exactly because we don't do Tefillas Adam usually the same. We have a special kelim mikveh, but the principle is right. He said first came to the mikveh, he went down, and the rabbi told him, "Hey, go down." Well, suddenly I stepped on a fork, so it's on the bottom of the mikveh. And he says, "Now I go back every Friday. I have a whole dining room set now." There are kelim always on the bottom of the mikveh. It's true. Anyway. But that's what you have now. The point that the Rosh says, like the Bartanur says, the Macham Echizah, the place where you're gripping, where you're supporting the person, the water doesn't get there. But it's a question actually how to learn It's actually a question of how to learn. The Rosh is concerned that the water doesn't get under. So then, you know, so where does the Shimon fit in? He says, hold it more loosely. If we look in the Bayis Aruch, Tarsa Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zayin Shai, Zayin 4, Ochez Ba'adam Akelem quotes the Mishnah, and Shimon Omri Rafa, Pirish, the way he learns, the way the Rosh Bo learned. It looks like the Rosh agreed with that. L'tana Kama, okay, Dai inidicha yad the b'mayim they shemash l'shele tofeach l'atziach. Tofeach l'atziach means it's wet enough that it can wet something else. That's just damp, but wet, really, really wet. That's tofeach l'atziach. It's wet enough that it can wet something else. Anyway, so according to the Tanakam, it's sufficient that if you wet your hands first, that's good enough. Okay, a mischag me'mik ve'ein kan chatzitza, and he holds Rab Shimon is machmir. Rab Shimon says no, that's not good enough. The Rosh Bo learns about Chokes, and Shimon is machmir on the Tanakama. Tanakama says it's enough, it's sufficient if you just wet your hands first, then fine. Then you can grip whatever you want because the water that's on your hands is going to connect to the water of the mikveh and everything's good. But according to Shimon, no, Shimon is machmir. Now, and then he writes, so that's a Kaini relief. That's Rosh Bo. Aval Bahalachas, a Rav Rabbi Moshe Bar Nachman, but the Ramban Zilchus Nidu, which we'll see in a second. The Tanakama dafka hidicha yod amayim. No, the Tanakama is the machmir. Tanakama says you have to have your hands wet. Aval Rav Siyada Chiyoba and Mayim Lo also not feel Zera Shemel Lo Trafet. The Rav Shimon is the makeup. She says no, just hold it softly and finish. And not softly, I mean loosely. Hold it loosely, and then that's fine. So, but the Tanakama doesn't like that because maybe you won't hold it so loosely. You got to talk to, what's loose, what's tight. We've discussed this in the past. Okay, in this simon, right? What's loose, what's tight. So therefore, they're kind of like a gzera, sheva lo terafa. You won't hold it loosely enough. But he says, I don't accept the even of Rashbo. The Talmud Rambam, but he disagrees with his Rebbe over here. So again, according to Rashbo, and that's what the Rosh looks like also. Okay, I can't prove it, but the Rosh says, the key is, so he gives mayim tachas yado. Right, in explaining the suit of the Tanakhama. So according to Rosh Bo, maybe Rosh also, so again, if you hold it tight, then everybody agrees it's no good. Okay, if you hold it tight. If you hold it normally, okay, you hold the normal grip, so then if you wet your hands first, the Tanakhama says it's okay, the way Rosh Bo, but the Shimon says still no good. The Shimon says, you have to hold it loose. I don't know, you can't hold it normally. And if you didn't wet your hand, then also I would agree with no good. According to the Rosh Bo, even Rav Shimon holds you have to wet your hand, but that's not enough. You have to wet your hand and hold it loosely. Okay? If you didn't wet your hand. But if you did wet your hand and held it loosely, then I would agree it's okay. That's the way the Rosh Bo learns. In the Ben HaKabayis, the Ra'ah, in 5, the Ben HaKabayis there in Bayis Zayin, Shar Zayin, he quotes the Rosh Bo, right? And he says, I'm referring to Rosh Bo, but they say, Upirish Mori Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, second line of 5, the Latana Kamalo Sagile Behachi, Tomer Shi Rafi Yodam, Gazrin, Shemali Rafik. And he learns, he's learning like Ramban. He was learning like Ramban. Tana Kam is the Macha. Tana Kam says, not enough to hold it loosely. Okay, Gzeir Shemali Rafik. So that's what he says. And all right, so the Ra'ah, in fact, agrees with the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, you can see it yourself. And I printed it 6. Hilchos Nida Perek Tes Os Tes Vo. Ramban writes, Hoysa Chaberto Chesma Vishastrilo, also a Tzvila. He's talking about, Ramban and Ramban Hilchos Nida is not talking about Caleb, it's my people. So again, if her friend is supporting her when she's in the water, then it's no good. The Afal P, Sharof Seyada, even though she held her very loosely, Ad Sheboha Ba'amayim, unless, she was wet before. Gzeira Shemelo Trafa. And therefore, Vinidicha Yadav Ma'ayim also Otzil. So that's the Ramban. That's the Rosh Bo quoted Ramban accurately, so the Ra'ah. The Rosh Bo disagrees. But according to Ramban, let's say, so then, if you didn't wet your hand and you held it loosely, you did not wet your hands. And Tanakhama says, no good, because it had Gzeira. And Shimon said, no, that is good. You don't have to wet your hand. Okay, you follow, you see how the machlokes lines up. And according to Shimon, the way the Ramban learns, you don't have to wet your hand first. You don't need to wet your hand, as long as you hold loosely. Okay? But if you held it normally, then everyone would agree it's no good. Okay? If you didn't wet your hand. And if you wet hand, if you did wet your hand, then everyone would say it's okay. And Shimon is the makel, saying, even if you didn't wet your hand, but if you did wet your hand, it's about it. You see, You can see how the machlokas lines up. Okay, so machlokas, we're showing exactly what the again, according to the again, according to Rashba, and for the Rosh also, Tarakama hold, you have to hold your hand. Shimon says, no, all you have to do is loosen your grip. And everyone agreed, though, if you held it tightly, then it'd be a problem. And everyone also agreed that if you held it loosely, it's also would not be a problem. Right? If you hold it loosely, everyone agreed that it's not a problem. And that's the way the or the loose, I mean normally, you know. So is that true? 1 second. If you held it loosely, yeah, everyone agreed it was okay, according to the Rabbah, according to the Rashba. Right, again, Machlokas, is there what's more? According to the Rashba says, according to Tanakami, you have to wet your hand, and Mishnah says it's enough to loosen your grip. Right? But everyone agreed that if you held it tightly, then it would be no good, according to anybody. If you hold it loosely, then it's not an issue. Yeah, okay. Whereas the Ra'or agrees with Rabbah, who says, not enough to have a loose grip, according to anybody. Okay, the prayer also have to have a wet hand first, because you may forget to loosen the grip. Okay, good. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph 7. Ba'ocheis ba'adok u'bekelim mitbila harayim betumosam ve'afal pi sherofa yodok. Okay, even though you may hold loosely, the Rambam is agreeing with the Rambam. Right, even if you hold loosely, ad shebohem remayim zeir v'shem alei rafa. V'idiyach yodok mayim also lezul. So the Rambam agrees with Ramban, and having a loose grip is not enough. But if you wet your hands first, that'll be okay. Okay, that's how the Ramban possible. How we rule the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look here. We're up to Siv Chav Ches, 8. Siv Chav Ches, Lo techos ba chaverta v'yadeh b'shach t'vila elem kein rof sayada. So he's passing like the Rashba. Right? It's enough to have a loose grip. Okay? If you want to, if a person needs help, we tovel. So as long as the sorry, or you know, either one. You know, it's okay, loosen the grip is enough. Or they said the water will come in under the place where she's holding her, or under the place you hold in the cleat. If you dig a mind chiller, then sorry, shamashkala tofe shayada chibra mimik. Right, so that's our Shulchan Aruch rules here in Siv Chav Ches. All right, so what's interesting is, I think again.
Says that if she went to
him,
and also
what's female.
That's what we say, you know.
Oh,
the
Chachila. Maybe Chachila,
you still
shouldn't
do it?
Don't know.
We said that.
Yeah, I hear you saying. Also, Chachila, he'd prefer the loose hands. Don't know. It's possible. And I didn't see that. It could be. By the way, again, this is no gaya for every once in a while. For one who has difficulty going to the mikveh. She needs help. She needs help with standing up or help going down. We had years ago in Teaneck, we had an mikveh. The woman in Nebuchadnezzar was in a terrible car since she became, I think, a quadriplegic, whatever. So they actually built this whole contraption in the mikveh that she can sit in, and then lowered it until she was loosely in it. I wasn't involved. I was still younger before the rabbi got on, but. She's older now, so it's not like anymore for her, but that's how she went to the mikveh. They went to the mikveh in Teaneck. One of the boroughs had a tall contraption that they could put her in and then lower her and so on and so forth. So occasionally you have these types of, someone handicapped or injured, need someone to either bring her down or even, support her while she's standing in the mikveh. Okay. So, So the Rambam, again, Rambam holds like Rambam holds that wetting the hands works according to everybody, and Shimon is even more makel to do it loosely. According to the Rambam, the Tanakhama would not accept Shimon's kula because it's because like Zera, how it's hard to tell exactly, right? What's the lashon again? Shemalo Zera Gazrina, the Rambam, right? Shemalo Zera. Hard to know exactly what's loose, what's tight, and so on and so forth. And the truth of the matter is, it's a problem because, if she holds too tight, then it's a chatzitza. If she holds too loosely, she's going to fall down. The practice, she defeats the purpose of helping her, so it's an issue. But again, the Rashba, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, everyone agrees that Shimon is right, okay? Rav Shimon feels that the water may, you know, Rav Shimon feels he didn't want to make kota. I don't know if he rejects, but Rav Shimon certainly feels that it's enough to have just a loose grip. Okay. Okay. Now,
if it's wet, you're
going to have a tight grip. That's the Shulchan Pasach to Rashba. All right, the Shimon's suggestion works, and you can definitely hold on loosely. However, we'll see in a second. Well, just take a look at the shot over there.
That
doesn't matter
for help.
What?
Keep it gripped tightly when she wet your pants first.
Yeah. Presumably, right? Yeah. Well, we'll take a look though. See, I printed that. That's by woman. You're right. But let's say by Klee, we don't have the same nervousness about letting go. I mean, about not going to fall. So you take a look in the earlier Nerd Day, in Sim Kuf Kof, that's the Sim Tzvilas Kalim. Okay, so it's nine. Tzvilas Kalim, we do at the end of Basel Chalim and Taruvas. We spend a few days on fuel. Tzvilas Kalim, Hekshik Kalim, and so on. So if we look in source nine, early in your day, it's in Kufa. It says Beis, Sarek Shea Kli Rofoi Bishach Biyodah Bishach Tzvila. Shea Mechadko, I'm sorry, Mechadko Biyodah Havichatzitza. And there it says also, right, the Shulchan Aruch there also says it should be loose. Okay, he says in terms of Tzvila's Kalim, you should have a loose grip. Or, the Melich Lech Yodah Maim Tzvila, a Lochish. Okay, and there it's interesting, the Ramo adds, not to wet your hand from some faucet or something, but it has to be put your hand in the mikveh and get it wet. That's a different machlokes. Okay, so it's interesting because over there, the shach earlier in your day, it's in Kufchav, so cut involved, 10, right, Sarach Yom, okay, Shabbos Yosef, Ham Loeb Yishum Achokim is there. You know, the Beis Yosef, the Shmachab are both here. In Arsim and Kuf Tzarechetz, and there with the Shachas talks in Kufchav, don't present as a machlokes at all. Okay, but the Rambam doesn't say it's good enough to hold it loosely. Right? But Rambam, Perek Beis, Din Yud Aleph, which we just saw in source 7, the Kos of Elchis, Bodom, Kelamat, Bin Harim, and Shalom, Abri Shirafi, Adam, Zeshon, Therafet. We'll hear Ben Yucham and others quote it in Sochain Kos of Arshbo, Bishem Rambam, Bechain Nazar Aom, and many Paschal like that. Tafila Rafil also Tzila. So, he leaves a little bit Tzarki and the Shach over there in the Aradeus in Kufchav. He's bothered by the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, neither there in Sim Kufchav nor here in Sim Kufchav, presents the Machlokes. You know, as we'll see, I mean, well, the answer is, well, that's a big question, he passed like the other, Mishalchan. But okay, that Shach bothers, sounds like he thinks maybe we should be Machlokes. I don't know how that will play in your question with the Rambam, but the Shach, you know, seems to say we should be cognizant of the other Shita. Indeed, the Bach over here is really the Shach there in Kufchav doesn't refer to. It refers to the Bach, and I printed the Bach over here in Arsim Kuf Tzadiches. He's really one who brings up the question. All right, he says he quotes the Mishnah and so on, and he says the Rambam's opinion is that what it is, and Rashba says the other way. Quotes. And he'd be bothered because, one second. So he's the one who says that question. But Rashbo raised a different question. He says that one of the rise Rashbo, when we talked to the Ramban, and apparently the Rambam also had this Gzera, they may not. But the point is, we already had discussions about things that were tight and loose, and we didn't make exera that maybe we, right? You know, we had the rings and other things we talked about, right? He says, and we didn't say, xelo gazina rafu atashen rafu. Okay, so we didn't make exera over there, all right? So. What's that? No, not by rings.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
We had the opposite thing. We can kill the Shabbos instead.
Right, the Mutter.
We said
Rafael
to
not. By Tfilah. So that's what the Rashba is. That's what the Bach is bothered by. He says, Yishlomar, the Bashir of Nizamim, these types of rings and bracelets and so on, talked about yesterday. Torah Kasalkan Kodom HaTfilah. You're supposed to take them off anyway, right before it. So therefore, we don't have a Zera Rafael, Atoshena Rafael. Okay, but when you're holding on to somebody, and what you said before, but all at the end of the paragraph, but okay, is ba'adam, but kelim, shurigilus u'shirichal kosam pitam b'yadav k'deish liyipul tochamayim. You know, sometimes you grab the person's wobbly, you grab right away. You know, that's a different story. The ficha gazvin rafsa ato lo rafsa. Okay, the afal pishi rafsa yadav mekamek tulu b'shas achizim mekamek chayshinim shem mishas tulu b'tok shu bol mispachet. You're afraid of the person can't stand up, they can go under the water. Okay, so that's what he says. Now the Rashi, but then he writes to the end. Sorry,
because like people like it would be like a mute because
well, the whole thing is really
around, like someone else holding their arm.
Yeah, but I see. I was gonna say it's a mute, you know, it's only a mute.
Like,
maybe, but the rings loose. Yeah, maybe.
Ready?
Yeah. Will you say you're short? Yeah.
Yeah. Would you paskin in a case where a woman is disabled and can't walk, that similar to the Ramah, you'd have a woman or something like that, the mikvah tenant wet her hands beforehand, and then
yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. That's what it's relevant. Yeah, a disabled or an injured person who needs help. Yeah. Just I think she should wet her hands first. I mean, again, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Passing like the Rashbah, you don't have to wet her hands first because as long as she has a kind of a looser grip. But the Bach and the others are noting, yeah, but you know, you may hold too tight. First of all, we don't know. And second of all, if the person suddenly makes a jerky motion, afraid she's going to fall in, you grab her tight, you know, so that's the concern. Okay? So he says that the end, he says, we should not, the Bach says in the end, he doesn't think there should be makel on this, and we should be choshish for the Raman Arban, and therefore, you know, have the hands wet for sure. Also, try a loose grip, but you know, but certainly have the hands wet in case something comes up. Okay. So therefore, now looking at Siflat Sukkot and Lamed Hay in the Shach 12, a Bach posa Karaman Arban, like we just said. All right. The Filib Rofsalo also Latila Zera Atulo Rofsal. Fine. Okay, and he says, like we said, the rings we know makes it gera. Here you're just so nervous. I'd be nervous about a handicapped person who can't stand up, and I'm helping the person on the mikra. I'd be very nervous. You know, they're nervous or afraid that it's going to be a problem. Okay, that's the shachar of Sukkot Lamed Hay. Okay, in Sukkot Lamed Vav. It says, you raised the question, maybe it's only been the Yemen, but the Shachat, Sukkot Lamed Vav, in the second half of 12, he says, the name of the Drisha, is Heter Gomor. Okay? You don't have to let go for a second. So, maybe if he's not addressing the Rambam, but he's addressing the issue. Don't think it's also a tefillah. The shachar is calling the tefillah lechatchila heter gomer. Okay, again, he's not addressing any dik in the Rambam, but that's what he's saying. All right. However, yeah. So that's what he says. But the shachar himself, so the fiach and the taiti, ain lahor is kula b'dvarim shenagu isur. Okay, but the minig apparently that they did let go for a second. All right. But he does say at the end, then it's all right. Okay, but being held up by somebody else. You know, this comes up a lot of the mice. I've seen it when we do tefillas ger for a baby, a ger cotton. You know, so the kid can't, or even the kid a little older. We're talking about an infant, the kid can't swim. Okay, so it's a little bit, you have to tell the father, the mother brings. The father, obviously, the father brings him down, or her, whatever the baby is. And if not, let go for a second, and the baby, you know, six. I mean, it's a split second. All you need to be is underwater for a second. Don't, you know, have to wait and count the tennis. No, just, you know, it's fine. But they're very, naturally so. Parents are very nervous. You know, the adoptive parents, usually it's an adoption situation. They want to convert the child. So, Ger Kotman, Bilans, all that's best, right? We assume that the parents are from people, they raise the child. So it's a case of, you're familiar with that subject, right? Zachon and Shalafana, that's the exhibits and so on, you know, so the Ger Kotman, Bilans, all that's best. And I've been to a number of them. We people adopt a baby. And sometimes even when it's not a baby, sometimes the kid's 3 years old. I had to wrap it. Sometimes it's 3 years old even harder because the baby, the kid doesn't want to let go. He wraps his hands around his father on the neck and he won't let go at all. They try to pry him out and, you know, offer him lollipops and candy or whatever, you know, to swim. Again, the kid's a little older, so he swims, but it's a very nerve-wracking situation for a child, you know, they don't know what's going on and so on and so forth. But I've been more than once where the boy is, or girl, whatever, manish, like a firm grip around the parent, they don't let go. Especially with these three strange-looking rabbis standing there, prep the kid, do everything to, but anyway, it comes up. So, but with an infant, she can't stand, so they quote the Masas Binyamin, the Yesh L'Tovla, Aydesh Tovzena, Shtei Noshim Zorzev, Yadicho, Yadem Tchilba Mayim. So Yeshua, that's what you ask, right? That's the end of the shot. Okay? And hands are warm up, Ashi Tofeh on a Hafir. Okay? Aval Eilo Takona Sheshkivol, Asad Abilu, the Sad Mekabal Tumu, also we'll get back to that a little later this year. You can't just put her on something and lower that. You know, because sometimes with Kabbal Tumo, you can't be told on. So we'll see that shortly. Okay. All right, that's the shot. What? Well, the basket's also, so you should shake it. Usually, when I do with the basket, you know, or some kind of container, so I hold the container with my left hand, I'm a writer, so I hold the container with my left hand lower, and I take the fork of the glass, put it in, let it go, let it sink down into the thing. Right, but it's in the water without being in the place. It sinks down.
It's still all that, you know.
No, but first it was in the water completely. No, okay. So as I put the basket down with nothing in it.
Agave only means touching.
Agave means when you're tovel, you're on the top of it. Here, the glass went in before. It was
on still on the bucket.
No, it means touching. It means not. Of course, it means not. No. That's not a problem. Now, what they sometimes do.
Can you lower the basket and then like shake it?
Yeah, I was about to say. But sometimes there are stores, let's say in Brooklyn and Muncie places where they have mikvahs in the back, Kayla mikvahs in the back. People buy, first of all, buy the whole question, not now, but when you learn the Hilfetzilas Kayla and so on and so forth. So the question about disposable things. So by some posts can say even tin, aluminum pants that you buy. To a tin pants you buy require three of them. And you go and you buy 25 of them, you know, and so on and so forth. So so that's they use the kelamik in the back for that. We paskin that one time use does not need. A one time use item doesn't need three of kelam. And that's a discussion.
Buy the firmy brands.
Yes, and that, now they have brands that are manufactured by Jews. It says on the tin pin. It says, you know, the manufacturer. Yeah. That's why I have it home. Okay. I mean, but sometimes you ran out or whatever, so you go to ShopRite or whatever, and they don't have those. So again, we assume it's not necessary. We're only using it one time. But some of them, but there are stores that have Kayla Mikvahs in the back. So they'll tell the story. So one time I was very not happy because we bought a set of silverware, I don't know, service for 10 or whatever it is, big forks, little forks, how many pieces of silverware is that? I don't know, 60, is it? There was a guy dumped them into this plastic thing and put in the water. I thought that was very questionable. If you shake it up and down, I don't think you should put in more than X number, you have to see X number of pieces at once. So I didn't want to, say anything. Well, I went back and I did it again. I'm not happy. I thought there were too much stuff in there, and maybe the water didn't get through. And they didn't really shake it. Well, you said I think you shake it, but if you have 150 stuff. It's tough. Anyway, there's a long time. It's fine. Yeah. All right. The tires also okay. The Taz in Sekot Chav Zion has an Arichas. He's what he says. He doesn't understand why. You know, he says he quotes the long Taz, and he summarizes the issue. But about halfway down, he says the more b'chust is al toma al sepasik lo karam rabban. Right, the Bach, the Shach was astonished why the Shach in Hilchos Tzilas Kelim Tzim Kupchav was wondered why the presented the machok. Taz, I don't understand. Okay, what's the question? Ain't kan tamer. Okay, your question about Mak was interesting. But anyway, this is... so he says that's what the big issue is. Then at the end... But at the end he says that it's muta, where he disagrees with the Shah, he says muta even l'chatchila. In other words, if once you wet your hands, okay, then that's it. Then you don't have to do anything else. Even look at the Shach, there's been fact breaking about it. The Shach says, well, there's no choice, you can't stand up. But the Shach didn't love it. But the Taz says that the even l'chatchila is good. All right. In other words, remember the Shach said the minute is to let go for a second. Right? To make that clear, the Shach, it's a Lamed Vav 12, right? He quotes, really, ain't Zarka Hamdim, below Kemo Shanogim, he's quoting the Drisha. Look at it again at 12. He quotes the Drisha. Because of Drisha, we can't use Heter Gomor, should be Shah, 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 Below Kemo Shanogim, Nasri Didon, Shah, 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 That's the Ad Kamashon. That's the Shach quoting the Drisha. But then he says, "Alfina Daiti Ein Lahor School the Dorb Shai Gavuiser." No, that's the minute. You should let go, unless the woman who mamash can't stand up and so on. Then you don't have to. It's with the baby. And the Taz says, "No." The Taz, that's where the Taz parts come from the Shach. And the Anasir comes on. He says, "Once your hands are wet, then even a chatchila, it's not an issue." And he says like the Drisha. Okay, the Sidri Tara, the Shira Tara, from above 14. Says that again. We have a zero up to lower off, so maybe it wasn't. And especially when I'm pekiyim, so he also feels as we machlir, and not just rely on a loose grip, Okay, that takes care of that. The other machlokas is the type of water. Okay, we alluded to this before. It's a kot laman zayin 15. The shach says that when it says that the helper has to wet her hands. So that's only true. That's true with wet hands, doctor may mimic of a loba mayim tilushim. All right. And the Taz disagrees. Taz according to Chavches again is makers in Pirshon Filo Mayim Tilushim. Sha'ashav Yitzchaber Lo May Mikvah. They're also good. All right. That's considered a chibur. And not like the Ramo insists. Again, Ramo here didn't say anything. Look back in source 9. Ramo in Hilchus Tilus Kelim. It's in Kuchot. There is in the Dafka Shulchan Dabe Mei Mikvah. So Shach points that out here, the same din. And the Taz said, no, not like the Ramon. Okay. Now, just to say one other thing, which is not in the sheets, because it's not in the, I forgot to put it in, but the Mate Yonason, the Yonason Ebishitz, we have printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Wrote that Placey also, Placey, but it's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mate Yonason. So, where does it come from? I didn't print the whole thing, but it comes from Shulchan Aruch, I guess. It comes from Mordechai, who says that who's from Machmer, that they have to use dafka mikra water, not regular water, which is Shach, Ramoa, and so on, quotes us the halacha. It's a problem because ordinarily, without going to Hilchos Mikvos right now, the Taz is right. Once water touches any water, once it touches the water of the mikra, it becomes like mikra water. That's what we rely on all the time. Okay, when we go into a mikveh, when we dunk candle into a mikveh, that's not the rainwater. Okay, the bore with the rainwater is behind, okay, and it's attached through the pipe. That's the ashoka and other ways to make connections, right? I mean, I believe either if you, as soon as we finish Hilchos Nida and now the end of Hilchos Nida, I'll give a shiur or two just about the mikvahs in general. It's a subject by itself, but it's maybe a shiur or two. But lemaisa, one of the basic halachas, Hilchos Mikvahs, is any water that touches the mikvah water all becomes mikvah water, regardless of its previous status, right? Even with Mayim Shuvim, but once you have the bore of 40 saw of mikvah water, now you can add on other water and so on and so forth. So why should it make a difference? The Taz is right. What should it make a difference? Why is it, we're insisting here that the shiitake be... mikvah water that she touches, that the helper touches before helping. Okay, doesn't make a difference. So the Mate Yonason says that it's only mikvah water, right? So water only becomes mikvah water if it goes in the mikvah and stays there. right? It goes in between the stays. But here, you put your hand, you take your hand out again, right? So you wet her hand, and then you take your hand out. So then the water is no longer considered mikvah water, all right? So what the Penas Abishitz wants to say is that although it sounds like the way we usually thought, what do we think now? That the helper gets her hands wet. Helper gets her hands wet and then goes and brings her in, right? Right? Or brings in the kli, whatever, right? The person being public. Dunks your hand in a mikvah, or wash your hand, gets your hand wet, and then, no. So he says, the Penas Abishitz, that wouldn't work. Okay, that wouldn't work. All right. He said, what you have to do is basically put one hand in the water. Okay. And, you know, to get it wet. And now, in effect, take the kli with the other hand and pass it to this one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so it never really left the water. Okay. So you just stick one hand in the water, leave it there. Okay, then take the kli with the dry hand, pass it to that one, and so on. And,
Don't we have the nishika when you want the coming water, you want to be tired. So all you have to do is nishika.
Right. But there it stays in, though, right? So,
well,
but the water stays in, it doesn't come. Here, the concern
is. All you need to do is have
the. Yeah, one, one right. That's what I'm right. Oh.
That would be because you're being tired.
Logic to be similar, yeah. Okay,
that's. You wash your hands.
And the water's connected to the mikveh. Now you take the plain water's connected to the mikveh. We don't use mikveh water. Okay, so good. So I wash my hands in a sink, and now I put my hand in the mikveh. So in economy, it's mikveh water, but. If you take it out, sometimes you have to do it. You have to clear to help the person and lose its status in the mikvah water. So you have to use the other hand.
Yes, when you put it back in, you're going to go back with her and it's going to be water again. Just like when you took it from the sink and brought it to the mikvah, it's going to be mikvah water now. So you put your hand in the mikvah, you take it out, so you put it back in, it's going to be water again.
Yeah. 1 second.
It's hashaka. You have a hashaka.
Right, 1 second. When you go in, it's connected.
So you're going to hold the woman under the water. Yeah. You're going to hold her.
Yeah.
So I put my hands in the car, I take them out, help her in, and they're connected. I don't understand the issue.
But he said, what would happen if you go to the faucet and you wash your hands, then you took the person, put them under the water, then went back out, and the water that's been on your hands, it was only temporarily in the water, and it was left.
Yeah.
Let's say it's
not water.
So
that's not mikvah water.
That there isn't. It was mikvah water for that second. It was not mikvah.
That's
it was
connected.
It's
shaka.
That's how shaka
works. That's only works if it's permanent.
But otherwise, our mikvah says that in the shaka.
Yeah, but we don't take. I know we're not taking water. I know we're not taking water out.
But you're disconnecting it. You open and close the hole. They don't even open 24/7. They open and close the hole for the
right. Only the shasa tefillah, that pipe. Just a minute, so 1 second. But this chomer is that you should keep one hand, keep the hand under the water. If you want to say you take it out, right? But if you take it out, it'll come back. You're saying it'll come back to me, turn back into the water.
Yeah.
It'll turn back into
the
water.
When you're into the mikvah water, that's how it's
like. Yeah.
Bittul, or whatever works.
Yeah, no. 1 second. Just a second. When you do the second, you take it out and grab the thing, and now you.
Maybe this is not a body of water, so maybe it's body of water.
No. I would think maybe the chashash is that maybe your hands will dry up and it won't be wet enough. I don't know.
It has to be tofeh ha'atzot here. I don't think it's again. Just 1 second. In other words, dip hand in the water, take it out, and bring it down, take the kli with this. By the time you take the kli, so you're saying when you put it back in, that same water right there becomes mikvah water, so it's okay. That's your timer. Why would it regain the status of the core? That you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, even if you lose it, if you hold it, you wet your hand, and you take the person, reverse the person, once you bring it down, it's white to make the water. Even if it's wet from the sink. Even if from the sink, now it becomes make water. Not sure. Okay, let me think it through again. Okay. All right, let's go back to it. What's that?
Where?
I think it's held up to his calendar. Yeah, and printed it. Okay, I mean, it's not in the. I have to look it up. I have to see again. Okay. All right, let's go back to it. Well, next issue, Tosefta and Mikros Parakei. Okay, everyone clear on that? So we'll go with this. Next Sifkov test. Okay, Sifkov test. Based on Tosefta, Parakei Allah Yield 17. Now, Kofetz Lamikvah, Harez Meguna. Someone jumps into the mikvah, leaps into the mikvah, carries the mikvah. That's considered inappropriate. Okay, can't say that it's not good, but it's inappropriate. Don't jump into the mikvah. All right, one, two. Atola pamayim be mikvah, harayz the mikvah. You go in and out twice. Also harayz the mikvah. Three, no, three was there. That's after. Omer lechaveru ko shor chalai be mikvah, harayz the mikvah. Okay. You say to somebody else, you hold on, and so on and so forth. You close your chalai. We'll get to that in a second. Harayz meguna b'yudo omer close your chalav v'atcha teitzi nafsho. Exaggerated the statement. What's going on here? Okay, but you generally, if you can avoid it, you should not tell someone else to hold on to you while the mikvah. Not when someone needs help now. Okay, so those are the three things in Tosefta. So what's the issue? So in Maseches Derech Eretz. In Maseches Derech Eretz, Perek HaNichnas, it says in 18, Al Yomer Adam L'Chavero Rum Yod Alay Beis HaMechot, Omer Ein Yotz Misham Kishushan. Remember, Maim U'Ato, Maim Rum and Reza Mishtaber. Okay, what's the issue over here? Maseches Kamas, it says that it's not good to have someone else holding on to you. Okay, Maseches Derech Eretz, Maseches Kishan. You know where Maseches Derech Eretz is, right? The back of the Zikin usually. But if there's a lot of water, then it's okay. Well, what exactly is the issue here? So the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos Perek Aleph Halacha Tes 19 quotes only quotes all three dinim, right? A kofet took mikvah reiz mikvunim, a tova pamay mikvah reiz mikvunim, omer lechaver kosher halav mikvah reiz mikvunim. Rambam passes like this Tosefta. But what's the concern? Well, why is our reason Meguna? What's the problem here exactly? So take a look at the tshuva from the Rivash. It's been raised Sadi Gimel. But near it, Lee Beer Dvarvka Kofetz, we're talking about a mikvah mitzumtzum. Mikvah mitzumtzum means exactly 40 saw. Right? It's exactly 40 saw. It's on Shaimba al Arbam saw mechubanos. That's the minimum size of mikvah. It's a couple hundred gallons. So that's all. Most of our mikvahs, even the Kela mikvah, is considerably more than 40 saw. But let's say you have a mikvah that's only 40 saw exactly. So chalala goro maksim od kol guf adam below yosef. Amayim nitzim lachutz mikol chakritza tam sheiskas amayim kol guf. And it's just told mikol kasek. If you jump into the water, what happens? It splashes. So water splashes out. And by the time you're underneath, right? As soon as the first part of your body, you're jumping in. As soon as the first part of your body hits the water, water droplets splash out. So by the time you're submerged, you're in a mikvah. It's less than 40 saw. That's what he says. Okay. But we don't know. Okay, not necessarily the water. Something the water splashes out, lands right back in. Yeah. Yes, I'm saying. So that's what the Rivash says next. He said, "Nesha inovadai." Not definitely the case. The water's going to splash out. Okay, and sometimes water splashes up, so it lands right back down. Right, so it's in the water. So it said, and begam, the avi'iyu ha'mechazi ha'margishu, and you can tell if water splashes out, you'll know. Therefore, it's only meguna. Okay, and meguna, because dilma mizrami v'lavadayte. That's one. V'chein ha'tova pamayim b'mikru. Also, what's the problem with going twice? Shemet v'lu shorna lo tova kohogan asmach ha'shiyah. Okay, maybe, you know, I'm going to go down twice. First time, won't be so careful. Okay, and again, Shema Chasamayim, because again, when you go out, you might take some of the water out with you, and you go down a second time, it's no good. And the first time, you weren't so careful about it, because you know you're going in a second time, right? You get the idea, all right? Shema Shashin is Chasagufu, Yetzamayim, and I make Machmas Tanua, so I'm going to Tula Shnei, I make Machasim. The first mikvah was fine. The first tefillah was fine. Except maybe you weren't careful to go underneath all the way because you knew you were going down a second time anyway. By the time you went down a second time, maybe you became a mikvah chosah because when you came out, water splashed out or water was on you, dripped out, and so on and so forth. So that's what he says. And again, it's a chashash ma'alma. That's why it's only considered miguna. Just a second. And what's the other, this one second. But you only go in one time, of course, to make sure to do it properly. Now, he mentions the Rambam did not say anything. He mentioned the Rambam did not say anything about, you know, about this being a mikvah mitzumzum. That's his suggestion. Let me just find this one second. Yeah. So, oh, here's about 6 lines on the bottom. Okay, you probably wasn't talking about it. So, what's the concern then? If you're diving in. What's the concern if you're diving in? If it's not a mikvah mitzumzum, so who cares if the water splashes out? What's the matter? So, he says, because Haroah and Zur and Shayna Miskavan El Lahakir. People think that you're diving in, you dive into a swimming pool, right? They're going to cool off. Why is that an issue? So that's an issue of people think you don't need kavana, and we'll discuss that later. But that's the concern. Okay, the concern is that people think yichashu shenatavu alahakir, and you know they'll think that you don't need kavana, and then that's what he says the name of the Rambam. Okay, so that's the issue with that. The Beis Yosef here quotes the Rambam. Chavtas here in our Siman, 21. Near the Rambam, Mikvah Shem Bar Bar. So that's what he prefers as well. Even though the Rambam didn't say that, that's what he prefers as well. And in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what we rule. Tzim Kuf Tzadiches, Tzim Chavtas, Hatovel, B'mikvah Shem Bar, Elamem, Sam, Tzim Tzomim, Im Amal Chaver, Kvo Shor, Chalai, B'mikvah, Harei Zemegun. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Okay, it's not good that you should hold on to me when I come down. Okay, because then maybe some of the water will come out with you and so on. All right? So that takes care of that. That's not a terribly relevant situation down the coast today. Nobody's diving in, okay? Or any situation. The next thing, though, is, as we'll see, relevant, even though the initial case is not relevant. Okay, so we'll go back there. 23.
No,
right, there are no diving boards, no springboard boards. It's not our situation. But to go back there, here we find the following situation. Again, this particular case is not for us, but there are ramifications that are for us. The Mishnah says in Mikvos Parag Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Parag Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Hit Bibos Hamita Sharagleha Bibos. You're toggling. I'm sorry, Mishnah Zayin. Hit Bibos Hamita. Okay, you want to toggle a bed. It became for Tumatara purpose, obviously. Right? So you bring toggle a bed. It doesn't quite fit into the mikveh. Okay. But it will when you the bottom of the mikveh is kind of mud, not like that's why I said this is not relevant to Amik Vos because the bottom of Amik Vos is not mud, it's cement. But by the time the legs go down a little bit, so then it'll fit in the legs, right? I will go down. So the Mishnah Hitler's with the Apa Bishra Gla Shokos Matita Ava Tahora, the Shamayim Magdimen or Mikadna. Okay, the water, the bottom of the water hit the leg before it got sunk to the bottom. Okay, so therefore, it just needed to push a little further down, but it was all, since it was wet, and now it's attached to the mikveh still, so it sinks down a little bit, it's still good. And that's what the case is. All right? So, what's the situation? Bartanur explains, for example, she's saying, Hit pil boas hamita shargla gavod. Vi afshar lahat pila kula kachat mikveh katan, because it has shashira mitzumzum, and I can ragla shokas patib. It's a very small mikveh. When we get it down, it's that the legs are sinking down a little, but it's okay. All right. Shamayim mekadmon haparagam kodesh shakul b'tipa. Mayim hit water. The legs got into the water before, as it went down, so it's okay. All right. So that's about beds. What about people? Same concern. So the ragged the balei nefesh shartila simin gimel 25. Rabbi says the same din by people. Okay? As you go into the mikveh, so by the time you're standing, your feet are in the mud, but it's not a problem because the feet got wet when you went down. Okay? The feet were wet when you went down. So it's the same concern. That's in the Rabbi, right? Okay? And for that reason, the Rashbog, in the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Zayin, Shari Zayin, 26. Certainly, for first he says, Lo hayo shom tit eino tzricha lagbir raglav in losu prem tzamayim. Ba'afal pishu the rest of it. But here is... Here's what is relevant. Okay, there's no need when you go into the mikveh. Most people, I don't know, I go to the mikveh or Rosh Hashanah or Kippur, you go down and you kind of like dunk yourself and you pick up your legs. No, you kind of like, you don't just stand there and lower yourself, right? I mean, picture yourself going to the mikveh. No, don't you kind of like pick your, get your legs off the ground? But strictly speaking, it says the Rashbo, you don't have to pick your legs off the ground. Like you can stand tall. Now your head is above the water. So now just lower yourself, bend down. They call it do a squat. Okay, do a squat. You don't necessarily have to take your feet off the ground. That's what the Rashbo writes. Okay, he said, Lo hayo shom tit, eino tzricha lagbir raglav v'losu prem tzamayim. Tamayim. Alpha pisha, the rest is ala ritzpa, ein kan chatzitza labi shamayim magdim la raglav. Lo od, ala shugeshom tafeh, ala tzatzich, shu chibri misharamayim la tul atar. So the Rashbo says that it's okay. And the Rosh also, Hilchos Mikvot, Sun Chaf Aleph 27, right? Ein Tzorach Lagbir Raglav Shatzil Ben Shamayim Mekadmin. So that then is, you know, is relevant to us. Okay? But, and the Shulchan Aruch also rules now here in our Simon, Sun Chaf Kuf Tzarech Sif Lam, 28, Ein Atzricha Lagbir Raglav Shatzil Osim Ein Shamti. Afa Pish Reh Salah Ritzma Ein Kam Chatzitz Ben Shamayim Mekadmin Raglav. Good. So that certainly is relevant to us. But notice that the Mechaber said, in ain shom tit, and that was the language of the Rashbo also, in 26, right? Lo hayo shom tit. So Shaf notes, in the Kut Mem, Tzarech Iyan, the Mashma Mashiyeh shom tit, Tzricha Lagbir Raglav. Okay? V'chol Yid Bolshom, V'sif Lam Gimel Pasuk, Mashiyeh shom tit, Lo tit Bol Klal. Okay, so Shaf points out that the Stira, later on, it's Lam Gimel, here it sounds like, if there's no, she doesn't have to pick up the feet if there's no mud. But if there is mud, right, keep meaning mud, there is mud, so then she doesn't pick up her feet. Okay. But he says that it seems from later on, see, Flamin Gimel, he shouldn't go there at all. So after the Achanami comment, the Ain Shom Tit, Ain Shikala, we are allowed, the Jay Shom Tit, Lo Tit, Lo Ka. How do you make your deal? Now, you can be dyed two ways. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ain a Tricha, like we are allowed, the Shah Tilos, and Ain Shom Tit. So what does that mean? In the Yeshua teacher, she doesn't pick up her legs. That's one way to be dying. Or you can be dying if this teacher shouldn't go in the first place. Right? Ain't Tzorech Lagbir Raglav B'Shatzilos Im Ein Shom Tit. In the Yeshua teacher, she shouldn't go at all. And that's perhaps what the Shach says is the correct din. Okay? That's in the Shach. The Taz, okay? The Taz, the Kotan Lamed, real, the Bnei Shammai Magin, and Pirshe, Knisa Raglav L'Sham, Far kadma ma'im, but no gragla kodim shigil ritzba. Also ma'im mechubar on the mikveh. Okay. Now he says that this also may relate to that question. Mashmei Talmud says dafka b'mei mikveh. Again, because what did your feet hit first when they went down? The mei mikveh. Okay. Avin hoy ragla lachos kar ma'im tulshim lo. Maybe wouldn't apply to ma'im tulshim. Right. Now the Taz l'shitoso disagrees. He says no. Even like we said before, even if the wet was wet from some other water source, it was still okay. Anyway, bottom line is. But strictly speaking, when a woman or a man is in the mikveh, you don't have to pick your feet off the floor. Okay, it's okay. It's not a chatzita because your feet were wet first when you walked in. All right. Okay. Next, the good. Next is the following. Also, again, the beginning doesn't seem necessarily to be so important or so relevant to us, but it is relevant as we'll see. Okay, the pasuk about tefillah in the mikveh is in Parsha Shmini. Parak Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Vav 31. Achmaya ubor mikveh mam yetar v'nogev nusam yidmo. Okay, it said a mayan means an underground spring, right? And bor mikveh mayim is a pit that has water gathered into it. Right, the kavah mayim in preparation. And water, regular water, is gathered into a pit, as opposed to water where there's a spring, an underground spring. Right? Some of our mikvahs today in communities are really mayonos. Okay, if you go to the Arizal's mikveh in the freezing cold mikveh in Tzfat, that's also Maya. Okay, that the water's coming from underground. No, the water comes from underground source, the Maya. So we say two things: Maya ubor mikveh Maya. Says Rashi, I'm a chuborim lekarka, ain't mekabel tumah. They can't. They don't become tummy. That's the end of Parsha Shmini. We're talking about all these different things: the animal carcasses and different things that become tummy. So it says, however, Maya ubor mikveh Maya. Okay, the water in there won't become tummy. Good. But then the other thing we learn is that's the source of being told in the mikveh because it's yia tor, that can make something else tor. Okay, now comes the sifro. Okay, comes the sifro in the Eretz Shmini, Parsha Tes, at the end of Paragud, knows Allah. Yochal af bor shebesfina yia tor. So maybe I can build not attached to the ground, right? In a boat or some other portable mikveh. Can I build a portable mikveh? Why does it dig it out like in a boat or something like that? So Sifra says, no, Tamaloma Mayan. My Mayan sheik, rubber karka, I've mikveh sheik, rubber karka. It's got to be into the ground. All right? So that's the derivation. So based on that, find the following. Mishbos karakei mishna aleph. All right? Mayan shehabir al gabi ashokis. Also, shok is a trough, right? So again, it's detached from the ground. No good. Mishnah Beis, Hevir Agabi Kalim, Agabi Safso. So based on these Mishnayos, the Gemara Nidah says the following. So I'm a Gemara Beis. I'm a Rabbah. Ishalo Samar Agabi Klecheres with people. She did not stand on something which is a Kabbalah of Klecheres and people. So I kind of remember the time of my, why not? What's wrong? What's he standing on? It's a regular mikvah. Mishum zeres merchitzos. Zeres merchitzos. What does that mean? The people think you can go to a mikvah in a bathhouse. Regular bath. Okay? Zeres merchitzos. Because that's what they would do there. Okay, look at Rashi 36. Need a samachom and base. Zeres merchatzos. Shederech merchatzos. Leisha v'gabe itztabol shaladoma. The doma the kicharis. Well, so remember, tefillah olam. That's what people sit when they go to a bathhouse. Okay, they sit on these either earthenware or these type of things like kicharis. So people think, oh, it's a difference. A mikveh, bathhouse, all the same. So that's zeres merchatzos. However, back in the Gemara, ha'agabe silta. If you silta is like a block of wood. Okay, silta, Rashi's bikas avakamo, quotes the Gemara, it's a block of wood, shapir dami, okay? Because that's okay, because that's not something to come to us, that's not a problem. No gzeres merchitzos there. However, Amal Erchanan ben Ardo concludes the Gemara, hasam tamimai mishum debois, silta nami b'isa. The concern is not, okay, the concern is not that gzeres merchitzos, I'll meet people up, and so on. The problem is we're concerned that people won't do a proper twila because this thing you're standing on is maybe a little flimsy. Machmas bia, something to frighten, you're nervous. Machmas from the boys, Rashi says, shalot tipol, below the tavla shakra. You're afraid that, you know, because it's a flimsy thing that you're standing on, to fall, it's deeper or whatever, you don't want to fall. So that's the concern. Okay, that's the issue. So that's what Rashi says. Tosas. Tosus there says, and then leaders of all days, I'll gobby Kilkaris Garcia and the Shah Ben Zeres Makatos, Chiroga is a monthly Shom Kilkaris and Tzorchamen. Rashi said it had to do with earthenware steps, so other things with Kilkaris, whatever the reason is. Now, what's the concern? So the Brother Ivan writes, Charles Vila Simon Aleph, quotes this Gemara. Bidiyevit, would it work? Because after all, it's a Xera, Shema, you're doing it on basic methods, or it's a Xera, maybe you won't do it properly, you'll be nervous. So the rabbi writes in the second line of the Riyadh, Mistabro, the Tavla, Silta, Gabbukhara, Tila, Satila. Okay? Mistama, it's okay. With the Ebbet, it's okay. After all, it's a regular mikvah. Okay? So with the Ebbet, it's okay. And he adds also, the dafka tichher is the lab bar kibbutz tuma migavahu, which you have to double silta tefila and tefila. But kli eight came in the lab bar kibbutz tuma migavahu. Again, different laws of tuma pshute kli eight kli to be keep it, it's kibbutz and so on. Okay, so there's there's merchatzos would apply. In any event, what the rabbi is saying, and he's saying if it's something, it's clear that it's mekabel tumah, okay? Clear that it's mekabel tumah, so it's also litvol, okay? And if you did, the tefillah doesn't count because the gzeiras machatzos. If it's a clear that it's not mekabel tumah, it's also litatchila, but with the evidence, okay. That comes out according to the rabbi, okay? And the Rashbo agrees. Rashbo and Abayis HaKotzah, by Zayin Shara Zayin, 39, ain't tovlin bekli. Shalom HaTorah the Mayan of Mikvei Mayim. Okay, Mayan underground water, Mikvei Mayim is attached to the ground also, bore Mikvei Mayim. Okay, and he writes, but it depends whether where the Xeris Mechatzol supplies. So if it's a Xeris Mechatzol, so then the field doesn't count. If it's a clear, it's not Mechabal Tuma. Clear it is Mechabal Tuma, it's okay with the other. That's what comes out from there. The Rosh also writes, 40. The Rosh writes, Amar Rava. That's his Gemara. Mishum to bias of a low tava shapi. He says the concern is not there's machatzos, but rather the bias. That's the difference. Because both the Ravid and the Rashbo said the concern is the there's machatzos. The Rosh, and similarly the Rash, and that Mishum Igbos Parakai Mishum Beis, also is a concern that's a different concern, right? That you're afraid. He has a different reason also. You know, a different thing, maybe the way it's built, something to do with the way it's built, because the water won't come in all the way and so on. It says, depends whether the, as he says, only when you have things that are built into the ground, but other things not, it's a different approach. But look at the Rambam, 42. Parak Allah fulfills the Allah of Yerala, below Tikwa, Gabba Kheres, or Sal, Bismanishim, and Fachedes, below Tala, Tfilas. So the Rambam and the Rosh say that the Iker concern here is, you're afraid you won't do a proper mikvah, and I don't mention this Xeris Mechatzos. Okay, now, Lav Dafka is a machlok, is a different issue. Okay, but this is noteworthy that some Rishon don't quote the Mechatzos issue, and some do. So Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Laman Aleph says, 43, ain't tolan bekelim. The fichach, if I tip makum shtavos, lo samar al gabe kliates, shavakabat to a gabe. Why would we stand anything anyway? Because again, that's why I said it's not relevant so much to Arabic clothes, because of the cement on the bottom, but you have dirt and mud on the bottom, so you put some kind of a platform to stand on, right? That's the Matthias. So the Mechaber writes, Tamar Agabe creates Mechaber Tumi Gabba, and the law Agabe Nisarim, Shirul and Medjus, all these different things of Mechaber Tumi, Mishum Gzeres Mechaber Tumi Gabba, Shul Kalim, the law Shumkli, our royal Medjus people, Mishum Gzeres Mechaber Tumi Gabba, over with Tabo, law also the Tweedle. Okay, however, you can put other types of things, not a couple of them underneath, so not to stand in the mud. But but there, so not a couple of them, but Tama Gabba Elo also a two. Yeah, two accounts. All right. Again, the Bira Grant, Sikhat Lamanaf, who quotes the Makar from what the actual issue is. Okay? All right. Where this does become relevant, one moment. All right, the Shach in the Sikhat Mem Gimel, says that even with the Evid, even it's not Makabal Tum. All right, again, those cases are not so relevant to us. But what does become relevant, the second half of the Sif Laman Aleph, is the following question, 46. Rashbo was asked, Chubas Rashbo, Chelek Alasim, Tof, Fet. Mako Mayim Chaim, Yardim Bo Derech Shlivos, Shesulam Shal Eitz. The steps go down to the Mikveh. You got to get a ladder or some way to get down, right? That's the Rashbo's tshuva. He says that, let's say you have steps that are made out of wood. Okay. While litbo can be the steps all the way down. So you don't want to go all the way down. So you stay on the steps. You dunk yourself from there. Okay. He actually will later litbo makaka from you. You can't get all the way down. You don't want to get all the way down. So, but the steps are in the water. The steps are in the water. If you're depending how deep it is and so on, you can be told by the steps. That's the question. All right. The Rashba's answer is he quotes that writing, that a klicheres and so on and so forth, the chatzil should do it, but the tefillah counts. and that's the issue of Gzeres Mechitzos. So on the basis of this, the Rashba says that it's better to make the steps out of stone. And that's what we do. Okay, you've seen old mikvahs, these like in Masada, these other places, you know, in Yerushalayim, some of these old mikvahs, they're always made out of stone. That's the din of the Rashba. So look at the end. Okay, which we choshesh Gzeres Mechitzos and so on. As I said, this is relevant, and therefore it should be made out of stone. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes Sifra Lamed Aleph 37. But fi zeh mikvah sheyesh bo shlivos, shlivos meaning madregos, right? Shel eitz im tavla gabe shlivos lo also tila the pshuta kli eitzin the tzarach lazim koma madregos shalavanim. Avoid the problem. Yeah.
They build a lake. Yeah, they have a kind of steps, wooden steps into the lake.
The lake does have to. Now the question is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you wouldn't be able to tunnel there.
So all this tunnel to.
They got to go all the way in. They got to go into the lake.
I don't know.
Presumably, they're not tunnel on the steps.
Right? Go inside, but I saw that there's a kind of like a pathway to the lake on the wood. But then there's like a
I don't know, but I don't know about Marsha Kola. Marsha, yeah. So there's a pathway. A lot of camps have that. There's a path. But again, they'll have to go all the way to the water. The issue is not, it doesn't really matter what the steps are made out. The question can be told on the steps.
Okay.
Right, so that's the issue of these things. But, you know, I don't know. I have to look at that. Marsha. Yeah. Look, the truth is, take a look at the Shach in Sukkot and Memhei. The Shach screams about the fact that, right, but he quotes the Lavush, but Terezov, Herit Ma'od, we sri on the Mikvah, with Elish Osim, the Sarah, the Matam, and Jacob's Lamaralayim. Right? He said the metal things and so on, and people stood on and complained about it. Okay? But he says that's a machlokas in Hilchos Tumei. That's part of the issue. Pshutei kliyot, whether the kabbalto or not kabbalto and drabanan. So he said the shach said that's, you know, part of the issue of whether you know how close should we have to be. The Taz also. The Taz says Motzasi Kosel Mami Prague. The Madrigal Shaitz Mutarim. He had a teretz that the people won't be told of him. No, no. Okay, so I don't know about your case. I'm not sure. The times are cool. All right, finally, the pipes. Sometimes there are pipes in the ground and so on. So again, the rush of the tshuva, klalam, and aleph, and gimel, aleph, silonos. Okay, there are pipes on the bottom. Again, this part's not relevant to us because we don't have mud at the bottom. So they didn't want to stand in mud, you know. So the Rush writes, they have these silonos, and we call it lamadol and mishas atvila. And, you know, basically, he says, silonos, hain bekar kois hamikvim ha-mayim ovim, there are chasilos ha-mokam ha-chid. They're in the ground, the water goes somewhere else. So any rod, shum base mechosh. He says, the Rush says, I don't have any issue. The pipes there, they're usually attached to the ground. And he doesn't think that it's part of the clear is Mechitzos. Kaman, she's Silon, it's cool in Makarka. There's no problem being frightened because they're fixed tightly. Okay? As far as the clear is Mechitzos, it doesn't apply either. Okay? He says the Mechitzos are not like that. So therefore, he said, nearly the low Mechitzos. And that's how the Shomar of Pasch was also in Sikh Lava Base. Silon, she'll eat a cool Makarka, too, like Angel Livazvez, a frame, will tear Islam out of love, will it go? Okay, and the Taz says it's a kavum lam gimel because since they're drilled into the ground or they're tightly in the ground, the kavum karka is not pachad. Okay, and they're not really called a kli. Okay, because it doesn't have a frame. A frame is something that makes it into a kli, so it doesn't make it. It's called it's regular pshuta kliyot, and then it's mutter. Okay. All right. The Agra ended off by saying, even according to the Ravid, because these are not things that people stand on, says no Gzeres Mechitzos. Okay, we'll stop over here from this topic. Just, I think only two more shiurim. We'll finish the end of the week. Okay, two more shiurim. Very good. Okay.
Yeah.